In the words of Lex Fridman, we need more citizen journalists. And this series will tap into your journalistic potential. I promise. Music and identity. Sounds of belonging. Harmonic hegemony. Unraveling the illusion of musical identity. In human experience, few phenomena possess the power to evoke such profound emotions, stir the depths of our souls, and bridge cultural divides as effectively as music. From the tribal drum circles of ancient civilizations to the symphonic masterpieces of Beethoven, music has been intertwined with our human narrative, permeating every corner of our existence. Moreover, it is often claimed that music is a conduit for expressing identity, a sonic emblem of belonging. However, in this exploration, we shall peel back the layers of conventional wisdom and examine the intricate relationship between music and identity with an unyielding commitment to intellectual rigor and critical analysis. The malleability of musical identity. To assert that music is an immutable reflection of one's identity is to underestimate the extraordinary malleability of human experience. The intertwining of music and identity is not a timeless truth, but a social construct subject to historical context, shifting cultural norms, and personal preference. Consider the remarkable adaptability of individuals who traverse geographical and cultural boundaries. Their musical tastes evolve, adapting to new surroundings and incorporating novel influences. Through this fluidity, we witness the limits of music as a static identity marker. Throughout history, numerous examples underscore the transformative nature of a musical identity. For example, the spread of jazz, born from the fusion of African rhythms, European harmonies, and American ingenuity, shattered racial barriers, uniting diverse communities under its intoxicating spell. Likewise, the popularity of genres such as reggae and hip-hop exemplifies the ability of music to transcend national borders, becoming a global phenomenon that transcends the confines of cultural identification. These instances highlight the dynamicism and plasticity inherent in musical expression, questioning the notion that it is an indelible marker of identity. The fallacy of musical nationalism. Nationalism, with its insidious capacity to ignite conflicts, has often sought to weaponize music as an apparatus for reinforcing boundaries. Yet, upon closer examination, we find that national music identities are fraught with fallacies. For example, consider the symphonies of Mozart and the operas of Verdi are both revered as symbolic of Austrian and Italian national identity, respectively. Yet, these composers were celebrated in their time, not as purveyors of nationalistic sentiment, but as universal musical geniuses, whose works resonated across borders. Their artistry defied the narrow confines of national boundaries, and it is only through subsequent historical interpretation that their music has been confined to a nationalistic framework. Similarly, the notion of authentic folk music expressing national identity is a reductionist fallacy. While rooted in local customs, folk traditions are not immune to external influences or evolution over time. They are fluid entities that defy attempts to encapsulate them within the confines of nationalistic narratives. The romanticization of folk music as a pristine, unadulterated expression of a homogeneous national identity is a product of selective memory and historical revisionism. Music as a catalyst for cultural exchange. Contrary to the notion that music is a conduit solely for expressing identity, it can be a powerful catalyst for cultural exchange and hybridity. The rich tapestry of musical traditions throughout history has been shaped by cross-pollination, migration, and the collision of diverse influences. The Silk Road, for instance, facilitated the exchange of musical ideas, instruments, and techniques, resulting in an unparalleled cultural synthesis. Furthermore, the impact of colonization and globalization on musical landscapes cannot be ignored. As cultures come into contact, music becomes a medium through which narratives, ideas, and emotions are shared and blended. The fusion of Western and indigenous musical traditions in Latin America, the incorporation of Indian classical music in British progressive rock, and the infusion of African rhythms into contemporary pop exemplify the transformative power of musical exchange. In these instances, music serves as a testimony to the dynamicism and interconnectedness of human cultures, challenging the notion of music as a solitary expression of identity. Conclusion. The intertwining of music and identity is a complex tapestry that resists simplistic explanations. Music transcends the boundaries of individual identity with its boundless capacity to inspire and unify. It is a powerful force that defies nationalistic categorization and embraces the fluidity of human experience. The belief that music serves as an immutable reflection of identity fails to acknowledge the transformative power of cultural exchange, the malleability of personal preferences, and the historical context that shapes musical expression. To truly grasp the essence of music and its relationship with identity, we must resist the allure of dogma and delve into the nuance, complexity, and ever-evolving nature of this phenomenon. Let us embrace the kaleidoscope of musical expression, celebrating its ability to bridge divides and challenge preconceptions. For it is through this spirit of openness we can fully appreciate music's profound impact on the human experience.